Success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must ensue, and it only does so as the unintended side effect of one's personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself. Viktor Frankl. It was a sweltering July day in Vegas, so of course, the conference room was freezing. The participants of my conscious business workshop pulled their jackets tight and grimaced. They weren't just cold, they were pissed off. They looked at me icily. I knew what they were thinking. I've been in situations like this many times. More often than not, typical managers welcome me as warmly as they would an onset of flu. It's as if we're all stuck in some Dilbert cartoon, and I can read the thought bubbles appearing over everyone's heads. "What the hell are we doing here?" one guy was thinking. "I've got work to do." "Another bullshit workshop," thought someone else. "I hate this stuff." I decided to play into their worst fears. "Let's start with some icebreaker," I said in my cheeriest, most workshoppy voice. "Find someone you don't know and introduce yourself. Be sure to tell your partner what your job is." I could hear their mental groans as they all turned to their neighbors. After 3 painful minutes, I asked for their attention. "Who would like to share?" I asked sweetly, as if I were totally unaware of how much I was annoying them. Nobody answered, of course. "You two, please," I called on a pair. "Tell us your partner's name and job." "His name is John. He's in legal," the woman said. "Her name is Sandra," said John. "She runs marketing campaigns." "Wrong," I said. Sandra and John looked puzzled, as did everyone else. Then, Vegas style, I challenged everyone in the room to a wager. "I bet each one of you $100 that you don't know what your job is, and that it will take me less than a minute to prove it." Nobody said anything. "Oh, come on," I pushed them. "You really aren't sure what your jobs are?" I pulled out a roll of bills, with a $100 bill clearly showing on top. "Take the bet. If you win, I'll give you the $100. If you lose, I'll contribute the money to the charity of your choice. Raise your hand unless you really don't know what your job is." A few people raised their hands, but most of them glowered, suspecting a setup. "Let me make it easier," I said. "Let's not bet money, but time and energy. If I win, you stay in the workshop and participate fully. If I lose, with more than half of you, we close this workshop and I'll take the fall with your managers. I'll tell them I just couldn't do it. They'll never know any better. What happens here stays here. And to clinch the deal, you decide whether I win or lose." People grimaced. Some shook their heads, determined not to play with me. "Come on," I pleaded. "You're stuck with me. What have you got to lose besides your confusion? If you win, you'll get rid of me right now. You can tell everyone the story of the idiot who messed up his workshop in the first 5 minutes." Finally, I had their attention. Most of them raised their hands. I chose a woman sitting in the front. I peered at the name on her badge and thanked her. "Thank you for playing, Karen. What's your job?" "I'm an internal auditor." "And what's your job as an internal auditor?" "To assure that the organizational processes are reliable." "Okay, Karen, let's begin. Everyone, please look at the clock. Karen, did you play any sports in school?" "Yes," she replied. "I played soccer." "Great. As an Argentinian, I'm wild about soccer. What position did you play?"
"I played defense."
"What was your job?"
"To stop the other team from scoring," she said.
I turned to the rest of the managers. "The job of a defensive player is to stop the other team from scoring. Does anyone disagree? If so, please raise your hand." Nobody moved. "So now, somebody else answer me, please. What's the job of an offensive player?"
"To score goals," several people said in unison.
"Great. It seems we're all on the same page. My next question is, what's the job of the team?"
"To cooperate," someone said.
"To cooperate in order to do what?"
"To play well," someone else said. And why would the team want to play well? To win, came a shout from the back of the room. Bingo, I replied. The job of the team is to win the game. Anybody disagree with that?